This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal surgery versus rehabilitation in patients with low back pain and degenerative discs, overuse and acute injuries among competitive collegiate athletes, and finally, a story about a delay in implementation of ICD-10 codes. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglo. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 355, recorded April 27th, 2012. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglo, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study out of Norway looked at comparing the efficacy of surgery with disc prosthesis versus non-surgical treatment for patients with chronic low back pain. Participants of the study included 173 patients with a history of low back pain for at least 1 year, a Zwestry Disability Index of at least 30 points, and a degenerative change in one or two lower lumbar spinal levels were required. Patients were treated from April 2004 to September 2007. The study concluded that surgical intervention with disc prosthesis for chronic low back pain resulted in a significantly greater improvement in the Oswestry score compared with rehabilitation, but this improvement did not clearly exceed the pre-specified minimally important clinical difference between groups of 10 points, and the data are consistent with a wide range of differences between the groups, including values well below 10 points. The potential risks of surgery and the substantial amount of improvement experienced by a sizable portion of the rehabilitation group also have to be incorporated into overall decision making. As always, discuss all spinal pain and low back options with your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Overuse injuries are nearly 30% of all injuries sustained by college athletes, with the majority of overuse injuries, about 62%, occurring in female athletes, according to a study published in the Journal of Athletic Training. Overuse injuries may present not only physical challenges, but also psychological ones that could significantly affect an athlete's recovery and performance, according to study co-author Tracy Kovassin, C-O-V-A-S-S-I-N, Ph.D. Understanding the frequency rate and severity of overuse injuries is an important first step for designing effective injury prevention programs, intervention strategies, and treatment protocols to prevent and rehabilitate athletes with these types of injuries. The most common overuse injuries were general stress, inflammation, and tendonitis. 27% for stress, 21% for inflammation, and about 16% for tendonitis. The authors noted that wrestling, football, women's soccer, and other contact sports were associated with a higher acute injury risk, while overuse injuries were found more frequently in rowing, softball, volleyball, cross-country, track and field, and other low-contact sports. The study concluded that additional studies are needed to examine why female athletes are at greater risk for overuse injuries and identify the best practices for prevention and rehabilitation of overuse injuries. Surf to our show notes for links. On Monday, April 9th of this year, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS, announced that they were delaying the implementation of the updated ICD-10 diagnosis and procedure codes. According to the press release, the proposed rule also delays required compliance by 1 year from October 1, 2013 to October 1, 2014 for new codes used to classify diseases and health problems. These codes, known as the International Classification of Diseases, 10th Edition Diagnosis and Procedure Codes, or by its short acronym ICD-10, will include new procedures and diagnoses and improve the quality of information available for quality improvement and payment purposes. Many provider groups have expressed serious concerns about their ability to have met the October 1, 2013 compliance date. The proposed change in the compliance date of ICD-10 would give providers and other covered entities more time to prepare and fully test their systems to ensure a smooth and coordinated transition to these new code sets, end quote. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The happiest conversation is that of which nothing is distinctly remembered, but a general effect of pleasing impression. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloo. Yesterday, she was moving.